Behind Trump's remarks and his imperviousness to criticism is the audience he's after. Trump charges that this election is rigged because his audience doesn't like who can vote. One can respond that elections have been rigged by the court since it stopped the count in Florida to make Bush president. But that misses Trump's and his audience's objections. The court has unleashed the full contents of corporate treasuries, tightened the screws on union finances, encouraged states to exclude African Americans from the voting booths, and supported gerrymandering so that Republican-controlled legislatures could rig elections against Democrats. Those decisions rigged the election in Trump's favor. But for his audience, rigging the election means including what some still call 14th Amendment citizens. They object that the first sentence of the 14th Amendment makes everyone born here citizens, especially blacks and browns. Trump's inconsistency on foreign policy is also because of the audience he wants. While claiming Democrats are weak on foreign threats, Trump also wants to withdraw from NATO, which has held the Russians at bay for over half a century, and he's told us that he would consider not coming to the aid of an attacked NATO member. Never mind speculating whether he's a wimp, a loudmouth, or a Russian agent, the important question is who's his audience and why? Actually, extremists have imagined international conspiracies that only they can believe in. Trump clearly wants their support. That leaves the rest of us wondering whether they would be center stage if he won. Making international conspiracies the number one villain helps explain Trump's admiration for Vladimir Putin and his invitation to Russia to hack into the computers used by a Secretary of State. One points out in vain that's an invitation to foreign espionage. Trump got his message across. He's with the fringe, the conspiracy theorists, and the people with lots of hate. Then there's Trump's comment that Second Amendment people might have a way of dealing with Hillary and her judicial nominees if she's elected. When questioned about those remarks, Trump responded that he was just kidding. Besides, he said maybe, no advocacy there. He wasn't trying to get anyone killed. But why did he do that? Politicians have reasons for what they say. He was seeking support from precisely those people who could imagine using guns that way. Surely, some would just like to have violent dreams, but some are more likely to act on dreams like that when encouraged by people like Trump. And will understand his words as a call to violent action. Action that undermines democratic self-government. Beyond whether Trump should be expected to talk like a responsible adult is the question whether we have the responsibility, whatever our politics, not to enjoy such language, responsibility not to reward it, but to stand tall for the real America, the America that claims to believe in law and order and in self-government, that celebrates our ability to disagree without threats, assaults, and murder. Trump makes statements like that because he's an audience for it. If most of that audience has the maturity and the loyalty it claims, it must be prepared to turn against candidates who misuse it. Supporters of gun rights must believe that gun owners have an obligation to act and speak responsibly and to keep political and racial hatreds away from trigger fingers.